pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here.
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 Mr. Howard, here.
Ms. Keo, here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mrs. Tessan?
Here.
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for matters of special education. General Administration, report number A.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, the 504 Committee for meetings held on March 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 31st of 2025. Having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby accept these recommendations as presented this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lawford?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Mrs. Keo?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessan?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on March 24th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lawford?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRobert?
Aye.
Mrs. Keo?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessan?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
I have one this evening. It is from Mr. Ty Smith, Sr. I just want to let you know it was a pleasure to have the Augsburg 9 through 12 grades come bowling at the Augsburg Bowl. It was very well organized by the teachers, and the kids were great. The kids would come in, get their balls, go to the lane, start bowling, and when the kids were done, they would put everything back on the racks and get on the bus. The kids seemed to have a good time, and it was a great time, and they were extremely respectful of each other and to my staff. Thank you again, Ty Smith Sr., Augsburg Bowl. And just so you know, what we had done is a two-week bowling unit for our students in grades 9 through 12 as part of their PE classes. So it was one of the first times we've done it. At first, the kids were a little skeptical and really didn't think they wanted to do it, but by the time they got to their second class, they were loving every minute of it. So something that hopefully we can continue to do. So I got to give all the credit to the PE staff that came up with the idea, and our transportation staff, Mr. Mitchell, made it work to get the kids over by bus each day. It worked like clockwork, and as I said, extremely proud of their behavior, respectful, and hopefully this leads to doing this every single year.
I stopped out two or three times during that unit and tackled what Mr. Smith said. Kids had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Great. Comments relative to the agenda? New business, report number one.
This is sports merger for the 25-26 school year with Lisbon Central School. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger with the Lisbon Central School District in boys varsity hockey and boys and girls lacrosse for all levels for the 25-26 school year on this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please follow
me. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know in hockey we're losing a lot of seniors, but when they fill out these forms where it says current number of players, can we sort of have an idea how many we have on our team?
We don't really know. The numbers have gone down. They're only allowed to dress 25. But to know, and that's inclusive of 8th, 9th, and 10th graders that, you know, just might not be ready to compete at the varsity level, though that would be included on our team. But we've had the merger with Lisbon for a better part of four or five years now, but we wouldn't be able to tell just how many we've got that are varsity ready, if you will. But I can try to get a good number as best I can.
Our kids, you know, not play when we have some other from another school. I don't know.
I've always felt that way.
So what I'll say to that is minor hockey, we've had kids from, you know, Hubleton, Augsburg, Lisbon, really any of the kids that want to be part of that Morristown. I hear what you're saying, but most of them have played all the way up through, and our numbers have dwindled in minor hockey. They're not like they were, like the group you just saw go to states, like they're not like that anymore, and we're trying to bring that back and trying to you know, really bring that crew through. It's what, 5 kids between the two?
Well, that's what they've put down.
Boys ice hockey, they said total number last season, 3. Total players last season for boys lacrosse was 4. And it said here, total players last season for girls lacrosse was 11.
Yeah.
That number's got to be skewed somehow. Because I don't think they had 11 kids.
Probably between all of them for that. But I'm talking between.
Yeah, for the Lisbon. For the Lisbon numbers for for lacrosse, it was 5 varsity, 6 mods.
Okay. All right.
As far as hockey goes, they're telling us 3 is what they'll have that will be sending to us. That's probably inclusive of, I believe, 8th, 9th, and 10th graders. But I can get a breakdown of where they think they're going to fall in terms of grade level.
I know, like, the one is going to be a senior, but then the other ones are, like, 8th graders.
Yeah, I believe they're very young. And our numbers are down. I think we lose 14 seniors this year, and I think our numbers are down. When I bring mergers to you, it's been thoroughly reviewed by the coach and by Mr. Tesmer, and we also, as a Board of Education, you reserve the right to withdraw a merger. If all of a sudden all of these Augsburg kids came out of the woodwork, you can withdraw a merger. You are under no, you're not stuck, if you will, and honoring it. Yeah, it's yearly. It's even season by season. If we end up with 27 OFA athletes on varsity hockey next year that are capable of varsity hockey, you can say all mergers are null and void, and you can do that. These are under the. I mean, we try to make sure that none of our mergers impact current students and their playing time. Which I 100%. From a personal level, you're talking to a superintendent whose nephew is a goalie, right? And who, has to compete for a one person one. It's a one person spot. And yes, there was a Lisbon kid that played goalie, but that Lisbon kid earned his rights to continue through his senior year, and you accept that. So, but we try not to impact our own Augsburg residents when we do these mergers. And you can pull the plug anytime you want.
Thank you.
Number 2.
This is sports merger for the 25-20. Sorry, go ahead. You didn't call roll.
Okay, all
right. I am getting ahead of myself.
That's okay. Mr. Loeffler?
Yes.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr.
Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye. Report number 2.
This is sports merger for the 25-26 school year of Hubleton Central School District. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District, does hereby approve the sports merger with Hubleton Central School District in boys varsity hockey for 25-26 school year on this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Stefani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Report number 3.
This is the establishment of extracurricular student club, technology and engineering club. I do have Mr. Smithers, one of our technology teachers here this evening with Daisy, who's being very good. And he's here this evening should the board have any questions on this, but I'll read it right now as the resolution, and if you have any questions. Have the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve and authorize the establishment and expenditures for the Technology and Engineering Club for the 25-26 school year.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
A second? Is there discussion or report? Anybody got any questions?
No, I think it's a great idea. Love it.
Call the question, please.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Keel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. LeBlanc?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Linds?
Aye.
Board of Four?
This is the first read of the Augsburg City School District Policy 8210, use of surveillance cameras on school property. First review, discussion only.
Anyone have questions or comments? Report number five.
This is the first review and discussion of proposed changes to the 25-26 Code of Conduct. I do have Mrs. Tuttle, high school principal, here this evening. Should there be any questions, again, it's first review, discussion only. No action.
If not, then report number six.
This is the first review and discussion of proposed 25-26 district-wide safety plan, communicable disease pandemic plan, which we hope we never have to use again. Again, first review, discussion only, no action.
No questions or comments. Report number seven.
This is the BOCES lease agreement of copier equipment. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby authorize the superintendent to sign the contract in order to effect BOCES lease agreement on this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Mrs. Keel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. LeBlanc?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrath?
Aye.
Report number eight.
This is a resolution to sell district surplus property. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, that the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the business manager to dispose of surplus items pursuant to Board Policy 5250R this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Ready.
Yes, one question.
Do we have a minimum bid on this?
No minimum bid. The situation at hand is they were only going to give us $5,000 for the boards, the company that we're buying the boards from. So once we knew that they were going to ostensibly only give us that amount of money, I talked to a couple board members, I think Mr. Johnson, and just said, hey, I think it was the subcommittee of the building project, capital project, and I just said, I'd rather, if somebody from the local area wants to use these, I'd rather them get them, and maybe it's for $2,000 or $3,000, as opposed to us just getting rid of these and sending it off to, you know, some other entity around the country to utilize them. I've got some people who are interested, but yeah, we didn't put a minimum bid on it. We didn't put a minimum bid.
Company
we certainly can. I mean, we can set a minimum bid if the board would like.
No, I was just curious. Yep. Usually when you vote like that, there's a minimum bid on a product like that. That's all.
Mr. Kendall, is the company aware that we're going to do this rather than accept their...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Very
good. I wondered if they were if they'd be a little upset and encourage us.
No, he understands. I mean, he said, you know, that... You know, I know I can only get you $5,000 for it because there's not a lot of people in the market for this. It's 22 years old. They're 22 years old. So, you know, we felt, I know there are at least two individuals in within the region who are interested in purchasing this. And it will come with the stipulation that they have to come and get everything and they have to transport everything. And it's as is, so we're not setting them up either. So doesn't come with installation, but we'll send Mr. Mitchell out. But we thought it'd be best served somebody local to get them.
I agree.
Call the vote.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. LeBlanc?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Keel?
Aye.
Report number nine.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 14th day of April 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Sassani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Lovey?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrattan?
Aye.
Mrs. Teal?
Aye.
Mrs. Sutton?
Thank you for the recommendation for item number B1.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any other business to be brought before the board?
I have none this evening.
Including comments by the student representative.
No comment.
After that great suggestion last board, just
yeah,
tapped out.
I know.
By citizens.
Yeah, I have
some. Come up to the mic and say your name.
My name's on the left.
Just push that button on the mic. There's a button right there.
The rectangle.
Rectangle. Yeah.
Unmute the
microphone.
There you go. I'm Nick Shalak. I'm the assistant varsity soccer coach. I'm here to. My brother prepared this letter on our behalf. He's not able to make it. He has a modified lacrosse game right now. We had other parents and players that were unable to attend because they have games as well, and same for me again. But this is from Matt, my brother. I am writing this letter in hopes to maintain my position as the boys varsity soccer head coach position and gain your support to do so. First, I would like to discuss the season. The team had a 10-2 record in league and a 12-3 overall record. The team made it to the Section 10 championship game and lost in double overtime. We had 6 All-Northern recipients, the most of any school, and the offensive MVP. Our team was awarded for having a majority of the players with an average above 90% throughout the season. I was awarded Coach of the Year. During the meeting, the coaches unanimously voted me for that and all said that they thought that I made major improvements with team management and keeping control of the team. Throughout the season, the team had multiple team dinners, multiple team meetings, film sessions on a weekly basis, and we did a pickleball tournament on one of our days off. We had some bumps along the way, like any other team is going to have. But by the end of the season, I felt like this was a tight-knit group of young men who went out every game and played hard for one another. My players came to practice and knew the expectations because I preached it every day. I expected my players to have good attitude, good effort, and respect among each other and towards me and my assistant. If they did not display those things, it was addressed. I have never, nor will I ever witness a player get bullied in front of me without taking action. If I have ever witnessed an issue, it was addressed and taken care of right away. Throughout the season, as the head coach, I did not hear one complaint from a player, an administrator, or anyone. If there were any complaints or issues from anybody to administration, I was never made aware of them. If I am unaware of an issue, then I don't know how I'm supposed to correct it. Also, sometimes people see things from afar or hear something from somebody and things get misunderstood. I would like to point out that last year, a board member who had a son playing on the team called a meeting because they thought I handled something incorrectly with their son. I met with the board member and their son. It was discovered that the player did not tell the parent the full story. It was determined that I did in fact handle the situation properly. My point is that not every accusation is true, and if anybody did have complaints or issue, I was never given the opportunity to explain what happened or to fix whatever issue anybody had. And he just put an asterisk, so it would never be held accountable against the kid, which it wasn't. When the season ended, approximately a month had gone by, I was called in for my evaluation. Up to this point, the team had a successful season. There were no issues or complaints with the soccer team. I'm on Coach of the Year for my improvements that I made. And an administrator said a week before the season had ended that they had not heard any issues and felt that the season was much better. So all indications were pointing towards me getting a successful evaluation, which I've received every single year that I've coached. I felt that I made major improvements for my first year. Coaches in the league thought I made major improvements, and many parents complimented me and told me what an excellent job that we had done. So when I got my evaluation, I was completely shocked and blindsided. I made major improvements and many, I started reading it and there was information written in the evaluation that wasn't true, so I did not want to sign it. I was told in the evaluation meeting that it's not a big deal and that I still have my position, that I just need to make some improvements. Also, in my 5 years of coaching four different sports, soccer, intramural hockey, lacrosse, and baseball, I have never received an evaluation that wasn't successful and recommended for the position again. What appeared to be a successful season, I'm now being told that I am out of my position because of one slightly substandard evaluation, and the reason is that there were issues or complaints that I was never told about or able to defend or explain. I would also like to point out I am extremely dedicated to not only OFA Boys Varsity Soccer Team, but the OFA Soccer Program as a whole. I'm very dedicated to soccer, not only during the season, but in the off season as well. Every day after practice, I met with my assistant coach, and we would talk about practice for the next day. We always made up a plan and prepared drills for areas we wanted to work on. Sometimes after practice, we would travel to opposing teams' games to watch them play and prepare our team to get any advantage we could for our players. After every game, I met with my assistant. We would go over the game and talk about what we did well and areas we need to improve upon. I would also watch our game on film and take notes about areas the team needs to improve. And I always found positives as well and gave shout-outs to the players. I had film sessions regularly and broke down the film so the players could learn from their successes as well as skills they were lacking. I spent my own money on several team dinners for my players. I built great relationships with all the players. Watch my players' games for their other sports, like basketball and hockey. Throughout the summer, I hold open soccer for any player who wants to participate. I go to many of the summer soccer games that my players play on to watch and support them. My assistant coach gets money donated to the OFA soccer program each year from his job. We were planning on buying new custom warm-up suits and possibly custom travel bag for the soccer program with this money. Last summer, I did the city soccer camp for children in grades K through 6, and I have been asked to do it again. During the season, this past year, we had Kiwanis teams run out onto the field at halftime during a game and planned on doing it again this upcoming year. Next year, I had planned on working with the Kiwanis Soccer Board about getting the varsity team involved with helping the younger players with drills, giving demonstration, offering skills sessions during practices and or games. I am always looking for different ways to better myself as a coach. I never hesitate to take advice from other coaches and administrators. I am constantly looking up ideas and creating new drills. I watch a ton of film and watch every Class B state playoff game to try to get ideas on different formations teams use, different ways to attack, different play and setups on corner and free kicks, as well as team management, building team respect, and sportsmanship. I love coaching and I have a true passion for it. I went to college to become a physical education teacher and coach. I'm doing my best to create a strong soccer program at OFA where players come in and know the expectations. My goal is to develop and motivate athletes, promote a positive and inclusive environment where my players learn, grow, and reach their full potential both on and off the field. I believe that I deserve the opportunity to give my side of the story and defend or explain myself in any, against any allegation being made against me. I believe that I deserve the opportunity to make improvements in the area of the coaching that the board feels I need to improve upon. I'm nowhere near perfect, and there is and always will be room for improvement. Like I have stated, I'm always looking for ways to become a better coach. I will do anything I need to do to make the improvements to keep my position as the head coach for the varsity soccer team. I will create an improvement plan. I will work with a mentor. Coach Loeffler has already kindly agreed to assist us next season. In conclusion, the OFA boys varsity soccer team had a successful season with no complaints that I was made aware of. I have the support of the parents. I won Coach of the Year. I've coached the varsity team for the past 2 years and am involved with youth soccer. I had one evaluation that stated I need improving, but was still recommended for the position. I can assure you 100% that I will do whatever it takes to make the improvements necessary to keep my position as the varsity head soccer coach at Ogdensburg Free Academy. Sincerely, Matthew Schlapp. And just to kind of piggyback off a couple of those points, I mean, from year one to year two, we were asked to make a couple of improvements. We did do that. Every one that we were asked to make, we did. Just an example was, trying to get a filter in as many kids as we could. This past season, there were 4 games total that we were not able to get every single kid out on the field. And in a playoff game against Salmon River this past season, we moved up 6 junior varsity kids, and we were also able to get all of those kids on the field as well. We do our best. We understand we're not perfect, but we take whatever measure it needs to be successful, to continue to try to build this. So I appreciate all your time. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Board members. Administration.
Our next Board of Education meeting is Tuesday, April 29th at 6 p.m. here in Cafeteria B. And I also want to congratulate Mr. Mark Henry, current social studies teacher and former basketball coach for the district. He was honored yesterday in Queensbury, Glens Falls, and was made part of the New York State Basketball Hall of Fame here in New York State. So we're proud of him. Great ceremony, great speech, great atmosphere, and so we congratulate him.
I'll entertain a motion to do executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.